You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox from Bears Wire and Pro Football Focus. And Locked On Bears is your podcast destination for the latest and greatest Chicago Bears news and analysis. And so today, we're breaking down the latest out of Hallis Hall. Roquan Smith is officially a Chicago Bear. So today, we'll break down kind of what we know and recap how we've gotten to this point. And then we'll look ahead at how this could play out for the rest of the preseason and how this could affect the short and long-term futures here of Nick Kwiatkowski and Danny Trevathan and Joel Ebuinuwe at this inside linebacker position. So let's start with what we know and how we got here. So far, we know, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, that the Bears and Roquan Smith are agreeing on a four-year, $18 million contract, which is slotted to him as part of the rookie wage scale in the collective bargaining agreement. And that, of course, is fully guaranteed, also part of that predetermined agreement. And then the only specifics that we know at this point is that the deal is expected to include about $11 million in the form of bonuses. So in that sense, you know, the whole thing is guaranteed, but these bonuses are paid out in more lump sums as opposed to game by game throughout the course of the regular season. So Roquan getting more than half of it in more of this lump sum is probably just more of a personal assurance thing there, and can also, I think, have some impact on how much of the contract can or can't be voided from a guaranteed dollar standpoint, as was the sticking point or one of the sticking points in this contract negotiation. So just to kind of recap, the Bears and Roquan Smith, they were disagreeing on a few different things in this holdout for Roquan Smith, that mainly and initially the thought was that there's this new helmet rule in the NFL that we've seen now through both Bears preseason games, lots of flags, lots of, you know, questionable flags thrown on the field, questionable penalties assessed to the teams about lowering your helmet to initiate contact. And as part of this new rule, if a player egregiously lowers his helmet to initiate contact, he can be ejected from the game. And anytime a player is ejected from a game, he is subject to a suspension. And as part of the language in most contracts, if a player is suspended for, I think, any reason, depending on the contract, then the team is allowed to void the guaranteed money in his contract, which, you know, doesn't mean that they no longer have to pay him that money. It just means it is not automatically guaranteed to him. So it becomes, from my understanding, it becomes more like a base salary, in that they just, you know, they'll earn that money when they're on the field and playing, but they no longer automatically get that money guaranteed because they had been suspended. And so the understanding was that Roquan Smith was looking for additional protections in this area, that he wanted his contract to say, if he gets suspended, initially the thought was if he gets suspended only for the helmet rule, then he wanted it in his contract that if he's suspended for this new rule, like we've talked about on this podcast before, that the Bears would not be able to void the guaranteed money in his contract. But then probably about a week or so later, it was reported, I want to say from the Chicago Tribune off the top of my head, that Roquan Smith wanted additional protections for being suspended for any reason and allowing his contract to not be able to have its guaranteed money voided if Roquan Smith was suspended for off-field incidences or anything even non-football related. And that seemed to be something the Bears were not willing to budge on and not willing to set a precedent for, because they had been willing to, reportedly, been willing to concede the helmet rule protection. And Smith wanted even more, which started to paint the inside linebacker in more of a negative light. And, you know, you already started to see Bears fans on social media and whatnot turning on him a little bit and saying that he just needs to, you know, show up and sign the contract and quit fighting over that. And that's probably a whole different discussion on its own. But just personally, I fully support players looking to protect themselves financially in a league where their career can end on one play and they'll no longer be able to sign another contract and make even more money. So I respect Roquan Smith's aggressiveness in trying to secure some financial security for himself. But, you know, those were kind of the main sticking points, and also some offset language discussion in there as well. And so as this deal and its details have come out, we still don't know which side has conceded and how much Roquan Smith actually was able to get. And I'm not sure exactly how much we will get to know. I think in the next day or so, we'll find out, you know, some level of the protections and the language written into the contract that, oh yeah, Roquan Smith got protection for the helmet rule. And, you know, I'm guessing we'll get some kind of vague reporting about Roquan Smith got some protections in his new contract, but not all of them, you know, kind of indicating some kind of compromise in the middle that then doesn't make the Bears look bad and doesn't make Roquan Smith look bad, because that would kind of seem like the outcome that one of the two sides would be most willing to leak to the media and sort of to, you know, put the fans' mind at ease with this situation. Because, like I said, people were starting to turn on Roquan a little bit, but I have a feeling, you know, down the line here, people aren't going to remember much about the Roquan Smith holdout and the time he missed from training camp. They're going to remember everything that happens next in the weeks and seasons to follow as this promising linebacker kind of takes his rightful place in the middle of the Bears defense. If you want to go see Roquan Smith on the field live in action, then you need to go get your tickets with Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace that's dedicated to providing you with experiences that'll last a lifetime. They offer some great prices for all NFL games and a bunch of live events too. You know, I'm looking right now at the app on my phone. Bears Chiefs, the first home preseason game at Soldier Field there. You can get tickets, let's see, $20, $22, a lot of $22 and $23 tickets is where they start at there. And then for the regular season, that home opener against the Seattle Seahawks, those are costing more like $100, $114, $115, $119. Still pretty good deal, and it's an even better deal thanks to Locked On Bears. If you go to vividseats.com or download the app, if you can get 10% off your first purchase if you enter the promo code LOCKEDON. Now that's one word, LOCKEDON. That offer is good for new customers only, and it only lasts through the end of August. So if you want to get your tickets, get them now and get them for 10% off while you still can, thanks to Vivid Seats and Locked On Bears. Today, we are locked on Roquan Smith on this episode of Locked On Bears, breaking down kind of what's next for this rookie linebacker. And then we'll wrap up the podcast in the third segment with a look at what's next for Danny Trevathan, Nick Kwiatkowski, and Joel Igbunuwe now that Smith is in the fold. But as we move forward here, you know, Roquan Smith's first practices with the team this week will be in Colorado. The Bears are holding joint practices with the Denver Broncos, and I didn't realize until I just said it that that is a pun and a play on words, and that Matt Nagy reminded the team that marijuana is against the NFL's policy despite it being legal in the state of Colorado. So, you know, hopefully it shouldn't be the only joints should be at practice and nothing else for the Chicago Bears. But that'll be Roquan Smith's first action. His first practices back will be against a different blue and orange. And Denver, you know, doesn't have a ton as far as the quarterback position. You know, Case Keenum, stood out sometimes last year with the Minnesota Vikings, but everyone's kind of wondering how he's going to do when he doesn't have one of the best supporting casts in the NFL. They got some young running backs there up in Denver with Devontae Booker and Royce Freeman and D'Angelo Henderson and David Williams. I mean, a bunch of guys where if you don't follow the NFL draft or you're not like deep into fantasy football, you might not have heard of any of those four names I've read. I mean, to be honest, I think I've heard of three of the four, and D'Angelo Henderson is a guy I'm very loosely familiar with. They've got some good receivers, but you know, as far as what Roquan Smith's going to be dealing with, Denver doesn't really have good running backs or tight ends, and you know, offensive line has still been a work in progress there, so you know, won't be super overly tested there, but maybe it'll be a nice way for him to get his feet wet and you know, won't be able to rely on knowing some of the tendencies of the guys he's playing against. I have to imagine, you know, the Bears are continuing to start Nick Kwiatkowski and Danny Trevathan because Roquan wasn't just, you know, purely the first team inside linebacker this offseason. During OTAs and minicamp and stuff, he was working with the first team in a rotation at times, from my understanding, but wasn't, you know, running away with the starting job just yet because, of course, then it was early. And now Roquan Smith is kind of picking back up as though this is day one of his training camp. And so he's going to start with the backups, just like the rest of the rookies have. And, you know, he has these opportunities to kind of work his way up. And I'm curious to see how they're going to handle it for the actual preseason game on Saturday. Danny Trevathan hasn't played in any preseason games yet because he's been dealing with these minor nagging injuries. So, you know, are the Bears going to come out there then with Roquan Smith being, in theory, your number three inside linebacker on the depth chart? You know, if Kwiatkowski and Trevathan are one and two and sort of your two starters, that would make Smith three because he's he'd be clearly your next best, if not already your second best linebacker on the roster. So then if Trevathan once again doesn't play against Denver, if this injury is still kind of lingering, they don't want to push him out there for a preseason game, then maybe Roquan Smith starts in the preseason game. He and Nick Kwiatkowski maybe giving you a little bit of a glimpse of the long-term future at inside linebacker. You know, a little bit early to speculate too much on that, but I want to go more in depth on what we can talk about with the short-term and potential long-term futures of the other linebackers in the next segment. But, you know, there's a decent chance there that Roquan Smith gets that starting job. And I guess it would be curious to see, you know, maybe there's some level of punishment for the holdout and maybe John Timu and Nick Kwiatkowski start the Broncos game and Roquan Smith comes in afterwards. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I have a feeling that they're going to want to get him plenty of game reps. You know, not that it's particularly important in the sense that, like, even if he had been with the Bears, I don't know if he would have played in the Hall of Fame game. And if he had played in the game against the Bengals, you're probably looking at 15 to 20 snaps. So it's not as though he missed a ton of live game action as is, and getting him back in practice is really going to be what's most critical to his development. So in that sense, the game reps aren't the most important thing, but I'm guessing just to kind of knock some of the rust off and let him run around a little bit more in the thick of this defense, that he'll play a decent amount against the Broncos. You know, that's not three quarters, but I'm expecting more than just the one or two drives that the rest of the quote-unquote starters have in the game. I think they're going to want to let him kind of get his feet wet a little bit and not push it too much. And, you know, they're not trying to evaluate whether he's going to make the 53-man roster. So, of course, they want to use those snaps for other guys that are fighting for their spot and their job and their livelihood farther down on the depth chart. But at the same time, there is some real value, especially just in this first preseason game action for him, to kind of let him go out there, let him roam a little bit. And, you know, if he's doing fine and is picking things up and flowing smoothly and just plugging right in, then you take him out. But if he misses an assignment or, you know, mixes up a play call or you know, doesn't fill the right gap and makes some mistakes here and there, or misses some tackles, you name it, you know, there's reasons why you might want to keep Roquan Smith out there a little bit more. And, you know, whether or not there's some punishment involved in that, I don't know. You know, I would assume the priority is just getting him to be the best football player he can, and the holdout's over, so put it behind you and just kind of move forward. But, you know, I don't know. Vic Fangio is an old school coach, and you know the Bears didn't seem to be too mad about it, at least publicly, and his teammates were very understanding. So, you know, we'll kind of see how it plays out in that preseason game. And then as we move to that third game in Kansas City, again, the Trevathan injury becomes the real question mark as to how much Roquan Smith plays. But I don't think we'll see Roquan Smith truly earn, you know, quote unquote, earn the quote unquote starting job through either of these next two preseason games. That, you know, for all intents and purposes, Kwiatkowski and Trevathan will be your starting inside linebackers for at least the next few weeks. And then you get to that fourth preseason game, none of the starters play, and I wouldn't expect that, even if Roquan Smith hasn't been a starter up to that point, can't imagine he'll play in that fourth preseason game. Just not a worthwhile exhibition to get him out there. But all this kind of leads up to week one. What's going to happen when Roquan Smith is playing well, Nick Kwiatkowski's playing well and has been there the whole time, and Danny Trevathan is feeling healthy and ready to go? What's going to be the Bears' plan for the short term and the long term? That's coming up next on Locked On Bears. So now that Roquan Smith is a Chicago Bear officially, what does that mean for the other inside linebackers? It's arguably the strongest position on the Bears' depth chart with, you know, four guys the team has invested significantly in. And, you know, as much as it was a foregone conclusion when Roquan Smith was drafted that he was going to be your week one starter and it was going to be he and Danny Trevathan, no questions asked, those two guys are your most talented inside linebackers. And I think that last sentence is true. Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan are your most talented inside linebackers. I'm not as totally convinced that he is for sure going to start week one. I think, you know, I would bet my money that he starts week one, but I can't sit here today in the middle of August and say with 100% certainty that the Bears are going to start Roquan Smith with Danny Trevathan week one. And maybe, you know, with Danny Trevathan's injury history, maybe, you know, something will happen and he just won't be healthy enough to start week one. And then it's Smith and Kwiatkowski. And, you know, that sort of throws a wrench in it. But given a full strength inside linebacker group, just after this holdout, you know, it just kind of leaves that bad taste in our mouths. And so you have to feel like for Vic Fangio, it leaves a little bit of a sour taste in his mouth too. And that, you know, as much as Roquan Smith has the elite athletic tools and is a very smart and just all-around solid inside linebacker, will Fangio feel totally comfortable starting him week one after half of a preseason and, you know, no training camp, but still, you know, what will it be, 3 weeks of practice and a pair of preseason games up to that point? I mean, Nick Kwiatkowski will have had three additional weeks of practice and I guess probably one more preseason game since he didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. But there's also obviously some incentive to just rewarding Kwiatkowski for being there and continuing to work hard sort of in spite of the team almost moving on from him and I don't want to say disrespecting him, because it was, you know, clearly the best player available on the board when the Bears picked was Roquan Smith. It wasn't a bad decision by any means or a forced decision to take him there, but it certainly is a little bit of a shot in the face to Nick Kwiatkowski that he's looked like a potential starting caliber linebacker of the future in the last couple of years, and the Bears make the pick and draft two linebackers and look kind of ready to move on without him. So, you know, there's some value there to saying, you know what, Nick, to show the rest of the team that when you work hard, despite the team investing draft picks at your position, if you work hard and play well and do all the right things, they're going to reward you with some playing time, at least early on, and it kind of more force Roquan Smith to truly win that starting job. And realistically, even if on this small chance that Roquan Smith doesn't start week one, which again, I'm guessing he will start that first game and this will be a little bit moot, even if he doesn't, I mean, Roquan Smith will start the majority, if not all, of the games at inside linebacker this season, so long as he's healthy. And I have a feeling, just with Trevathan's injury history, that we'll see all three of them start games this year in probably a varying combination of the three. And we'll see Kwiatkowski maybe have a little bit of a rotational role, that maybe he gets in there on some base 3-4 packages, and Roquan and Trevathan handle all the sub package stuff, and, you know, kind of work some rotation that way just to get your most talented players on the field. But at least in the short term, you know, Roquan Smith is going to take over as a starter before too long, and I don't anticipate his time away really being that much of a limitation as far as him being ready to start. The only doubt that I have about this is whether or not the Bears will give it to him, or whether or not there's some level of punishment or just uneasiness with his significant lack of experience in this defense compared to a guy like Kwiatkowski, who's been here for a few years, and of course Danny Trevathan there as well. But then beyond just this season, you know, now that Roquan Smith is locked in and he's going to be your inside linebacker of the future, I mean, it really does raise into question what's going to be next, you know, because Kwiatkowski was a fourth round pick in 2016, and that was the year Danny Trevathan signed. The two of them are both on the same timeline as far as the contract goes, that Trevathan and Kwiatkowski will both be free agents in the 2020 offseason. Both have 2 years left on the deal. And if Kwiatkowski doesn't get the full-time starting opportunity, I mean, he's going to want to get paid like a starter somewhere. He'll be, I think, 27 years old, you know, kind of entering his prime. And so, you know, do the Bears hold on to Danny Trevathan for both of those years? He'll be hitting 30 when he hits free agency, but won't go over the hump yet. And, you know, maybe it becomes a money versus a talent thing that, you know, Danny Trevathan counts, I think, a little over $7 million against the cap this year and $7.5 million next year. And if they release him this offseason, they'd save like $6.5 million. And, you know, if you feel like Kwiatkowski maybe isn't quite as good as Danny Trevathan, but is pretty darn close and still a starting caliber inside linebacker, then you start Kwiatkowski, you release Danny Trevathan, you save $6.5 million, and then, you know, you see for sure that you want Kwiatkowski as a long-term starter on your defense. Or maybe he answers the question and says you don't want him, but at least you get one more year of him there on his rookie deal to kind of be sure as he enters his prime, and then you extend him or you don't. And then, you know, maybe along the way, Joel E.A. Booneyway is developing, and maybe you let both Kwiatkowski and Trevathan go when their contracts are up after the four-year deal, which, again, 2020, and Joel E.A. Booneyway takes over as a starter that year after having that nice couple of years to develop. I mean, at the very least, the Bears have some flexibility in the middle of their defense. And, you know, assuming Roquan Smith pans out, at least to the, you know, high caliber player, certainly not going to expect, you know, the Pro Bowl and all these huge accolades, but you're expecting this guy to be a 10-year high-quality starter in your defense. Assuming that pans out, then whatever happens next to him is a little bit less important, and you have some options here with young guys, you know, especially with Danny Trevathan's injury history. I think him departing this offseason seems like it has a higher probability than him staying, but, you know, we'll kind of see how this season goes. If he stays healthy for 16 games, then, you know, maybe he'll force them to stick around, and then you're left with a pretty tough decision with Nick Kwiatkowski. But with all of these linebackers and, you know, the back and forth here, this is a good problem to have. Too much talent is so much better than not enough talent. And we saw, you know, in the immediate years following Urlacher and then Briggs's retirement, boy, the bad linebacker play in Chicago just didn't look right, did it? I mean, you finally have some real talented guys in the middle there, and Vic Fangio should be pretty pumped to continue to work with some high caliber players there and hopefully have some long-term future leaders here for this Bears defense. And you can kind of build around Smith and whoever the other young linebacker is, sort of in that Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman mold, you know, not putting them at that caliber level, but just from a structure of a defense. Fangio had his guys in the middle of that defense when they were really at their peak. And the idea is that Roquan Smith can be that guy, and they're finally on the way there now that the holdout is over and Roquan Smith is a Chicago Bear. As we move into the rest of the week here on Locked On Bears, we'll be doing a crossover podcast with the host of Locked On Broncos here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And you know, I really should learn how to pronounce his last name before we actually record. But Cody Rourke, I'm going to go with Rourke, is the host of Locked On Broncos, and we'll be previewing the game and talking about the crossover practices, the joint practices in Colorado, and should be a good show coming for you later this week. And of course, we'll bring you all of the guys to watch, and you know, after the game, I probably do a Sunday podcast for you a little bit early heading into next week, breaking down everything we saw in that game. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. It's the best way to make sure you're keeping up with all of our daily Chicago Bears analysis. Really appreciate everybody who's been tuning in, been getting a lot of great feedback from you on Twitter. Hope to be bringing some more guests on this week and moving forward. And of course, we'll continue to give you plenty of reasons to bear down.